It's Black as Night. Dickie Black on the Bay Area's rock station, 107.7 The Bone.
I'm Nikki Black, and in the studio with me, coincidentally, is Chris Stinkle, a comedian I've seen a gajillion times, and most of the time, strictly by accident.
Oh, there you go. That's you know, a great way to sell me.
Yeah. Well, no, fortunately, it's been a pleasant accident every time. Because obviously, I was just telling you off air, nobody knows this yet, but I accidentally saw you open for almost every comedian. So clearly, you get great gigs because I don't go to see crappy comedians.
Oh, nice.
And you were hilarious every time.
Thank you.
So I told you have my 100% endorsement. I'll tell everybody on air, because I was telling you off air, that you have this bit about being a substitute teacher that that cracks me up. So that so many times that when you took it out of your act, I was like all bummed. I'm like, what? New material? But
it was a rough job. It was a rough job. And I think that you could tell my face as I'm telling the stories. It was very, very
It was
very
legit.
Cool. Yeah. Oh, my goodness. Yeah. I actually wrote like some new stuff about it that I had forgotten all about, some stories, so I added to it now. So if you were to see me again, there'd be a bunch more stories about the mean kids in Oakland.
So you backtrack about being a substitute teacher again, and you just have different stuff about it?
Yes. Yeah. Yeah, we like raised money for the P program, and then when I went back to the school to sub the next year, the kids were jumping rope with Ethernet cables. So they didn't spend the money on the PE equipment.
That's legit. Like that actually
with
happened.
Ethernet cables, and it broke my heart. Yeah, and then there was no Ethernet cables in the library because they were.
How are Ethernet cables cheaper than jump ropes?
I have no idea. But
jump ropes are made of rope.
They were jumping rope with Ethernet cables. They were actually double dutching because they were like really long.
Oh my god!
And I was just sitting there watching it, and I was horrified.
I think you should have YouTubed it and sent it to Microsoft and been like, Bill Gates, what ups? Oakland's public school system is jumping rope with Ethernet cables. Probably because they don't have the electricity to power the computers.
I guess so. It was really bad. And the kids were just happy. Like, they didn't realize that they were using...
Either that or the computers are still on dial-up and the Ethernet cables are useless.
Maybe, yeah. They just pulled them out of a box and they're like, oh, hey, the jump ropes are here. They didn't realize that those were for the computer in the library.
You know what? That would not surprise me with the city of Oakland, not even a little bit. So Chris is going to be performing at the SF Comedy Showcase at the Punchline in San Francisco on Sunday, October 2nd, and we will be giving tickets away tonight, and Chris will be hanging out with us tonight. Tickets for that show are on sale now at LiveNation.com, but stick with us, and we will have some for you for free from 107.7 The Bone.
This is 107.7 The Bone.
And Chris, you know today is the 25th anniversary of Cliff Burton's death?
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Metallica.
Cliff Burton was actually a trending topic on Twitter this morning.
Oh, really?
Isn't that crazy?
It is crazy.
We're going to be playing all Cliff Burton Metallica for Mandatory Metallica tonight.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, nice, nice.
Yeah.
That's going to be, that was like the saddest Behind the Music ever, by the way. As soon as I hear that, all I think is that documentary, and it's like the saddest thing.
And then all you hear is everybody going, and then all of a sudden, everybody's like, where's Cliff? And then, like when I watch that, it's like big alligator tears just start streaming down my face. I'm just like,
I just like fast forward till they come out with our Enter Sandman. And
it's
all happy again.
You're like, back on top. Woohoo. Show me Jason Newsted jumping around in the hallways again with that awesome haircut. Yeah. And then you don't want to fast forward again because then you end up in the St. Anger years, but you like St. Anger.
Yeah, St. Anger.
This is a huge debate with Metallica fans. You have to kind of like, you're going to have to defend yourself.
I will argue with people.
Bring it.
St. Anger is an amazing album, and that song in particular, it gets me really amped up. And
which one, Frantic or?
No, St. Anger, actually.
Oh, okay, the title track.
The title track. And that's like the perfect jogging song. It's like 8 minutes, which is exactly how much I can run until I run out of breath.
Master of Puppets is also 8 minutes.
Oh, is it?
Just saying.
I don't know. St. Anger, man. It's like, well, those two songs are like the best on there.
Although Master of Puppets does have like a long breakdown that I guess could encourage you to slow down from your jog.
Yeah, and then you start. Yeah, then you start walking a little bit. No, this is just nonstop and like, you know, screaming like St. Anger. You get no respect, and then you're like, oh, that's right. No one ever respects me, and you just like keep running and running. Yeah. And then it's over, and then you have the rest of the songs that aren't as good. With, like, no guitar solos or anything.
Well, there you have it. Okay, have you heard the new Lou Reed song?
No, I haven't.
Oh, I'm going to play it for you off air because you have to hear it so that you can talk about it because it's different.
Really?
Yes.
It's still putting out music.
It's what I like to call an experimental departure for Metallica, and it's an experimental departure for Metallica.
No. Does that mean he's like sounds like Michael Jackson, or does that mean it's like a total different?
I'm going to play it for you off air. All right. Played it for Mandatory Metallica last night, and since tonight is all Cliff, I'm not going to play it tonight, but yeah, I'm going to play it for you, and you will see what I'm talking about. And in the meantime, I have got tickets to give away to see you with the SF Comedy Showcase. And SF Comedy Showcase is usually like a showcase of really good Bay Area local comedians, right?
Yeah, it's like pretty much there's some new people. There's some people who have been around a while. There's a lot of – and then there's also some special drop-in guests. You never know who's going to show up.
Robin Williams.
Well, probably not.
He's everybody's like awesome drop-in guest. I love when Robin Williams drops in because it happens.
Yeah.
It happens like every couple of months.
And sometimes he just shows up and he doesn't want to go on, and then you just feel silly. Like, you're all, wait, I'm going to do a set in front of you and you're not going to go on? Like, all right, that's nice. Thank you.
I want to talk more about this like comedian to comedian etiquette later on. But right now I got to give away some tickets to see Chris Tinkle on... The date is again. Oh, yeah. Sunday, October 2nd. Tickets are on sale now. LiveNation.com. And I got them for you at 888-303-BONE.
Where the Bay Area rocks. 107.7 The Bone.
I would like to check out what Chris thinks about the new Lou Reed Metallica collaboration, which I just played for him off the air.
Sweet Lord. Oh, it's bad. I actually sent out a photo of my face as I was listening to the song. And it was really terrible.
It was definitely lemon face.
Oh, yeah. Something. Yeah.
It was like,
day.
Ooh, it was who smelled a fart face.
Yeah. It was bad about 30 seconds in. And it's like if you watch like an Ultimate Fighting match and the guy is like in a chokehold and you're like, oh, he's not going to get out. He should just tap. And I wasn't able to tap. The song just kept playing over and over again. So bad. I love Metallica so much.
I love Metallica so much. Why would they do this to me?
I guess the word disappointment. I'm just sad. I don't understand what happened.
I'm sticking with departure.
Oh,
it's
that's
a departure. An experimental departure. It's an experimental departure and a collaboration with Lou Reed. So it's not so far out there for Lou Reed. Because Lou Reed kind of likes to piss people off.
I didn't even know he was even doing anything. So it's amazing that he's in front of a microphone. So good for him. But he needs
he's in front
to
of
leave
a microphone.
My boys Metallica out of it. I'm like offended.
Are you angry?
I can't believe
you. Do you feel like Lou Reed has been like touched in an improper way by Lou Reed?
I feel like I've been touched by a Lou Reed right now. That's what happened.
It's like Metallica was molested by Lou Reed. It's not pretty.
And then I got molested because I had to hear it. That's how I feel.
I want to go up to Metallica and be like, did Lou Reed touch you here? Because these are bad touches. They're bad.
And you're pointing to your ears. Did they touch you right here?
Did they touch you right here?
Yeah, both of them. Both ears. He touched me.
And it was bad. It was wrong. I just could tell that it was wrong right when it first started to happen. Well, on the bright side, we are commemorating the 25th anniversary of Cliff Burton's death by playing all Cliff Burton Metallica for Mandatory Metallica tonight at 10 o'clock, which means you will not hear that Lou Reed Metallica collaboration.
Oh, no.
Again. Yeah.
And this whole album, which is even, I thought it was just like maybe they just wanted to play one song together. Maybe.
No, there's an entire album forthcoming.
I always want to play with Metallica, so they felt sorry for him. One song, but nope.
A whole album. Yeah, I don't think Metallica felt sorry for Lou Reed. I think they were genuinely excited to do this. I'm confused. I think Metallica needs to call up and explain this a little bit.
Yeah,
kind of like they had to explain the production values on Saint Anger. I think people are going to ask about this, which I know Lars is going to irritate you. I know, but dude, we need to hear some explanation on this one.
Oh, this is
for sure.
Way. I mean, Saint Anger sounds like Kill 'Em All compared to that train wreck. Did you play it yet on the air? Have people heard it yet? Have people heard
it? I have. I played it on the air last night. Last night? What day is this? Tuesday? Yeah, I played it on the air last night.
Did people call in and just fart into the phone?
No one called, which is odd. Not a single phone call.
Really?
Not a for, not an against. It was silence.
Hey, could someone call in if they didn't like it?
I think it's because everybody just turned the dial away.
Yeah, I think they're like, oh, brand new Metallica. What happened to James?
Well, tell you what. If you heard the new Metallica last night, give me a call now and tell me what you thought of it. Because I am genuinely curious. The only feedback I got was one guy who loved it. Loved it. I mean, this guy was thrilled. He's like marking it on his calendar to go buy that new album.
Really?
Yeah. It's absolute. It's fact. I'll show you the email, and I think I'm going to give away some tickets up next. It's 107.7 The Bone.
Classic rock lives at 107.7 The Bone.
107.7 The Bone. That is Da Scorpions rocking you like a hurricane. I'm Nikki Black, and rocking the jokes is Mr. Chris Tinkle. He's going to be at the San Francisco Comedy Showcase at the Punchline in San Francisco this Sunday night. Tickets are on sale now at LiveNation.com. Chris, is this your farewell tour?
This is my, that's going to be my last Sunday showcase.
Dude.
Will be this Sunday, yes. I started off and never getting on. I don't know if you know how it works.
The Scorpions are also on their farewell tour. Did you know that?
Are they? Nice segue.
Yes, after 40 years.
Nice segue. Really? 40 years? So they finally.
Yeah, 40 years. They're calling it quits.
Oh.
You are leaving San Francisco.
Yeah, I'm not calling it quits. I'm just going to go to a different city. I just can't take it anymore. No,
but yeah. You're like the NorCal dude.
Well, it's time to, I'm moving to New York.
Oh.
Brooklyn to be more specific. Brooktown.
Really?
Yes.
Like that far up on the subway stops?
Well, I mean, come on. I'm like.
It's cheap.
I can't, yeah. Pff, I
living can't in New York is expensive.
Yeah.
Living in New York makes San Francisco look affordable, actually.
Yeah, the groceries is what's like, I couldn't. When I was there for a week, I went to go, I just shopped the first day, and I couldn't believe the groceries were like a third more than they are here. Yeah.
And if you have a building with a doorman, there's no buildings with doormen here.
No.
They have them everywhere there. Do you know you have to give them money and presents like 4 times a year?
Really?
Yeah.
We don't have a doorman.
You're not going to want one.
I live next to like a warehouse.
Dude, if I had to cough up like $100 every Christmas to my doorman on top of buying presents for family and friends and just dealing with life and then paying the exorbitant rents, I would want to kill somebody.
Yeah.
I'd be like, here's your money, doorman. I'd start like jumping on puddles while he was opening the door for me. Yeah.
Here's a gift for something that I could have done myself, but since you're here, I'll let you do it. Now I have to.
And
that's
now
like
I just
giving a guy in the bathroom who gives you a towel. It's like giving him a present. It's like you're unnecessary.
Yeah, you're supposed to tip him as well.
I don't tip them.
No.
At all. No.
Really?
No. No, I tell them to get.
It's cool, man. I can get my own towel.
Chances are the only time I'm at a place where they have a guy in the bathroom is usually a strip club, and I'm already ashamed that I'm there already.
And like, you already need all the ones you can hand.
Yeah, I'm not going to give you a dollar also. That's just creepy.
Funny side note, when you're a chick and you go to a strip club, the bathroom is the same bathroom that the strippers use.
Oh, that totally breaks the whole wall.
So
down.
I'm in the bathroom at the Spearmint Rhino in Vegas, and all the strippers are in there, and they just automatically assume everybody else is a stripper. So they start asking you questions like, oh, are you new? When did you start? And I'm like, I don't know what you're talking about. And they have an entire makeup counter in front of you. It's like the Mac store vomited in front of you. Everything is all right there, and it's all used because it's all the stripper stuff that they all use. And there's a bathroom attendant.
Really?
For the strippers in the ladies' room at the strip club.
Wait, how come the strippers don't have their own green room? Like, that is I don't. Why would you hang out with the general?
Well, think about it. How many chicks are in the strip club using a bathroom? Why have two bathrooms? It's largely dudes.
I bet you there are some stories in that bathroom.
There are, actually. If you just sit in the stall, you'll hear several inside of like a 30-second. I mean, like 3 minutes, you will hear stories.
Really?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Because strippers, they cough it up. That's why we do Ask a Hot Chick on Wednesday nights. Strippers know things.
I want to take this moment of silence to use my imagination for 5 seconds. And we're back.
Ah.
Good Lord.
Strippers! Strippers are awesome.
You want rock? You got it. The Bay Area's rock station. 107.7.
107.7 The Bone. That is Van Halen. They ain't talking about love. I'm Nikki Black, but what they are talking about is a new album. Van Halen is supposedly recording a new album. We'll have to wait and see if they ever actually do, because so far all we've heard is rumors and innuendo, and lots of famous people have talked about how they've heard the new Van Halen and how awesome it is, but that's as far as it's gone. In the studio with me is Chris Tinkle. I could say Chris Tinkle, local comedian. For just another couple of days.
Yes.
My dog's like destroying stuff over there.
Your dog is beating up everything that's like. I think some extra red pepper from the pizza is now going to. If he eats the red pepper, what's going to happen exactly?
Yeah, if she eats red pepper, I think she's going to get what she deserves for knocking off the red pepper.
Well, hopefully she'll go for the Parmesan cheese and not the pepper.
Yeah, that's true. Go for the Parmesan. Yeah.
It'll be less bad later.
That's my dog for you. So yeah, you're going to be performing at the Punchline in San Francisco, SF Comedy Showcase.
This Sunday night. I mean, I say that, but I'll probably have more shows coming up.
At some point in your career, just not as many.
No.
Because I was saying earlier in the show how at one point I felt like I couldn't escape you because every time I went to see a show, you were like the feature, which wasn't bad because you were really funny. So at least... Because the one, I remember, I started complaining about it to somebody, and I was like, man, Tinkle again? Oh, I know the ad. I've seen the whole thing. And then one time you weren't there, and like the comedian really was like really bad. And I was like, man, where's Tinkle at? Because he's funny, at least. You know, I mean, I know the jokes, but they're funny jokes. You know, I could hear him again. And then I saw you again, and you had new material, and I was like, I was nostalgic for the old material.
Yeah, see, that's what I think we were talking about it earlier.
One of the classics.
I kind of feel that way sometimes. Like, oh man, I'm doing the same jokes in the same order. And then once you like, you feel good because you're doing new stuff. And then people are like, wait, how come you didn't do that one thing? It's like, because I knew you were all talking smack behind my back and saying I wasn't writing.
Because I heard Nikki Black talking about me. No.
Yeah, so, yeah, well, that is...
Is there, like, a comedian's code? Like, do you guys tell each other, dude, hey, you need to back off of that one? Or if you heard somebody telling a joke, like, over and over, and you were like, it's not going over?
I'm really good at telling when people... I can personally tell when you're doing a set and all the comedians walk out of a room...
Oh.
And you're... But you're killing, that means that they've heard it already.
Okay.
Like, yeah, yeah.
And that's doing, like, get some new material.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah. If
you look back all the way to the bar and there's no comedians left sitting there drinking their free drinks.
You're either really, really terrible.
Or you're a big jerk.
Everyone has to leave because they don't want to, like, whatever you have that's making you really bad, they don't want to catch it. Or they all already know all your jokes already and they don't.
Or they went to share a joint.
That is also very... Yeah,
that's
actually happened a couple of times where I see my friends leave. I'm like, dude, what? And no, I was actually at this show. It was this this like pot show. I used to do these pot benefits all the time in Sacramento for this medicine group, and they would leave in the middle of my set. I'm like, where are you going? They're like, oh, we're just gonna go get high and
we're just going to smoke out. Keep telling jokes.
Yeah, yeah. They're like, cool. No, we don't hate you. You're doing fine. we just had drug problems.
Excellent. So you've stopped performing for people at drug-related events, I see.
No?
You're still doing them?
I just don't do the drug. I just don't do the weed. And now I go on last really hyper on Red Bull, and I smack him in the head with my sobriety, and it's really funny. No, yeah, because
Red Bull's not a drug.
No, well, no. Well, not like, you know, I'll be able to get stuff done.
Okay.
But, like, it's really funny. I used to think that I had to smoke weed, too, when I did those shows. And you actually—that's the worst thing you could do—is go up there high and talk
makes
about.
You not funny.
Yeah, sometimes. I mean, I got.
There
pretty,
are some people that can do it, but just a very, very few.
I got really good at it, which is not something you should be proud of. Yeah. I got really good of being able to like.
That's like saying I'm an excellent drunk driver.
Yeah. Yeah. No. Yeah.
It's not something to be proud of.
I had. May or may not have. Ate a marijuana brownie and may or may not have had a marijuana pill. And I went to the Punchline to go hang out, to go watch Dave Chappelle do a set. Because I wasn't going to do anything. I had no responsibility, so I was wasted. And I show up and they're like, oh my God, thank you. Dave's not even here yet. Can you go on stage and do like 10 minutes? And I was like, oh no.
Worst nightmare.
I literally waited till he left the.
It's like
manager.
Somebody just handed you a baby and you were high.
Yeah, and they're like, don't drop it off the roof. Yeah, and I was just like, I remember I literally looked at myself in the mirror and I go, dude, just pull it together for 10 minutes. That's all you got to do. He walked back in the room, the manager, and he goes, okay, Dave's not even off stage yet at the other club. So just plan on doing 30 and we'll just light you. And whenever you're done. We'll just light you and then get off stage. And then it went from like 10 minutes, which is no responsibility, to like doing an entire. So I did 40 minutes out of my skull. And it was like, it all depends on who you ask. Because if you're a fan of professionalism, you probably didn't think it was that funny. But the people there, I thought it was bad, but a lot of people thought it was funny. But it was all the in between stuff was the rough stuff. I have my jokes memorized, but the stuff in between when I'm like looking at my thumb. Or just like, oh man, this
probably
water
not,
is delicious. And they're like, what? Like nothing.
How's it going, everybody?
This water's awesome. Does anybody have any potato chips?
Yeah. Why is everyone keep looking at me? Oh, that's right. I have
Spotlight.
A microphone. Yeah.
Yeah. All right.
$45 a ticket to watch some dude struggle.
Bam. Where's Dave Chappelle? He's not here yet. It's cool. Everybody relax. It's going to be all right. So, Dave Chappelle is not going to be there on Sunday.
No.
As far as we know.
Don't buy tickets for that.
But it's going to be funny.
It's
and
gonna be a good
show. You can get your tickets at livenation.com to see Chris Tinkle and several other comedians at the SF Comedy Showcase at the Punchline this Sunday night.
Nikki Black. Nikki Black.
She sleeps all day and she works all night. What kind of girl do you think she is?
It's Black as Night on the Bay Area's Rock Station 107.7 The Bone.